The Old Testament reading for the seventh Sunday of Easter is written in Ezekiel chapter 36. Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and be careful to obey my just decrees. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 4. The end of all things is at hand, therefore be self-controlled and sober-minded, for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks the oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. In order that in everything, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th and 16th chapters. Jesus said, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you that when the hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Next Sunday, the altar and pyramids and even Pastor Noland will be blazing red. the color of fire, a visual reminder of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. This Sunday anticipates that day, for Jesus promises, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness of me. Helper is kind of a clunky translation. Advocate or paraclete are words used in reference to the Holy Spirit, whose work among us in word and sacrament is actively recreating us and all creation. St. Paul says that no one can call Jesus Lord except by the Holy Spirit, indicating that it is his work and not any human effort on our part by which we are united by faith to our Lord and his salvation. But you know this already. You learned it in Luther's Small Catechism. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. In the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. Jesus today tells us that the Spirit will take from what is his and make it known to us. That's the key. The Holy Spirit is no free agent of the Holy Trinity, no independent operator. He speaks only what he hears, and he brings glory not to himself, but to Jesus. In other words, any spirit that does not preach Jesus Christ crucified, risen, and glorified for your forgiveness, life, and salvation is not the Holy Spirit, no matter how spiritual or religious that person might sound. The Spirit of truth speaks the truth. And that means, first of all, the fruit of our sin. He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin. That's the first truth. The Spirit of truth speaks sin. That forgotten little three-letter word that no one wants to hear much, less talk about anymore. The Spirit has some bad news for us, and it is not going to be good for our self-esteem. We are sinners down to the very core of our being. There is nothing good that dwells in our flesh, no matter how good we think we are. So the Spirit convicts us of our sin. But there's more. He will convict the world in regard to righteousness. That's the second truth from the Spirit of truth. God is righteous, and in his righteousness, he would have had every right to damn us and destroy us all. But he doesn't, and he won't. Why? Because he made his sinless Son Jesus to be our sin, so that in Jesus, embraced in his death and resurrection, we might become the righteousness of God. You want to be perfect and holy? You already are in Jesus. You can prove that or see it or even feel it. You can only hear it and believe it. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, who says that he will testify of Jesus. And that is why the liturgy is repeated over and over. What goes on every Sunday for almost 2,000 years is baptism, the preaching of forgiveness in Jesus, the supper of his body and blood in the Holy Eucharist, the absolution imparted through the apostolic office of the Holy Ministry. That is the Spirit of truth at work, delivering the truth, who is Jesus. Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the Spirit makes sure that it comes to our ears and minds and hearts. The Holy Ministry has been appointed and anointed by our Savior Jesus Christ to proclaim the message of salvation in Jesus Christ to the whole world in all of its languages and dialects and places, and you'll hear a lot more about that next Sunday in Pentecost. But locally, this is done by a parish pastor. And in your case, that's Pastor Noland. This is what we as Lutherans, on the basis of the Word of God, have always believed. Hence, that's why this is in the Augsburg Confession. That we may obtain this faith, the ministry of teaching the gospel and administering the sacraments was instituted, for through the word and sacraments, as through instruments, the Holy Spirit is given, who works faith where and when it pleases God. In them that hear the gospel, to wit, that God, not for our merits, but for Christ's sake, justifies those who believe that they are received into God's grace for Christ's sake. Where and when it pleases God, in them that hear the gospel. The Holy Spirit is not a wind-up toy or a remote controller that we can manipulate. In fact, it is our Lord who sends him, attaches him to the word and sacraments, and will accomplish what God will and how God wills it. And this is true even under the most difficult and dire circumstances, as our Lord himself describes. The hour is coming when whoever kills you will think that they are offering service to God. Years ago, I was shopping for a car in Dublin, California, not Ireland. And as it happened, the salesman was a Coptic Christian from Egypt. He told me with tears in his eyes of the persecution of his people, the physical violence directed at him and those who confess Christ Jesus as Lord. And then he said to me this: those who think this, that they are offering service to God, quoting our gospel. It frankly made me ashamed when I thought about all the small and petty things that I have complained about, all the small and petty things that keep people away from church, from our Lord's presence, all the small and petty things that make people stumble and bumble away from the presence of Christ and his good gifts that are given here in congregations throughout our land and throughout our world. So it is important to remember the Holy Spirit makes us new creatures for a new creation, but that doesn't mean that we can avoid suffering or persecution, just as our Lord taught us. If the world hates you, know that it hated me first. I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. On this seventh Sunday of Easter, a stone's throw away from Pentecost, we are anchored back in the death and resurrection of Jesus, who said, "Behold, I am making all things new." And in my eyesight right now, I see new creatures who have participated in the death and resurrection of Jesus. He has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. He has baptized you and filled you with the Holy Spirit. He forgives you your sins, and he will feed you today with his very own body and blood. And he promises to sustain you in life and in the hour of death, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.